At a rare public appearance at the Brookings Institution in Washington, D.C., Jared Kushner said Mr. Trump was still deciding whether he would recognize Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. The 36-year-old claimed the president was still looking at a lot of different facts before making up his mind.
What I'll say is that the president's going to make his decision, and he hasn't made his decision. He's still looking at a lot of different facts, and that when he makes his decision, he'll be the one to want to tell you, not me. So he'll make sure he does that at the right time.
Amongst Jared Kushner's titles at the White House is chief negotiator for brokering a Middle East peace agreement. And his comments are the first public remarks on efforts to restart stalled peace talks between Israel and the Palestinians. Past US presidents have insisted that the status of Jerusalem, home to sites holy to the Jewish, Muslim and Christian religions, must be decided in negotiations. Both Israelis and Palestinians claim the city as their capital, and previous peace talks have faltered over debates on whether and how to divide sovereignty or oversee holy sites. Israel wants the whole city to be the undisputed capital, while Palestinians seek to establish East Jerusalem as their capital. One of Mr. Trump's election promises was to relocate the US embassy to Jerusalem from Tel Aviv, but any firm decision by him could impact any future peace talks. But that's been dismissed by White House National Security Advisor H.R. McMaster.
No, the president's not giving up on a Middle East peace agreement at all. I think what the president is doing is reflecting what has been, you know, a U.S. law, a waiver that's been done, I think, you know, 46 or 47 times, and he's following through on a pledge he made during his election. Now, I'm not sure what decision he'll make. We've given him options. There are options involving the move of an embassy at some point in the future, which I think you could. Could be used to gain momentum toward a peace agreement and a solution that works.
Jared Kushner maintains his father-in-law has injected peace back into the discussions.
The president has a very long career of accomplishing things that a lot of people say were impossible. When we started the process of looking at how to create the peace between the Israelis and the Palestinians, the first thing a lot of people told us was that it wasn't the right time. The conditions weren't right. After years of distrust, we were really wasting our time to do it. The approach we've taken, even Barak Ravid wrote recently that the president's injected peace back into the discussions, and that's something we're very proud of because we do think it is achievable, and we think that there is a lot of reasons why this is a time, why it should happen.
Meanwhile, Israeli Minister for Communications, Ayub Kara, says President Trump would be sending an important message if he were to accept Jerusalem as Israel's capital.
I think that the US president knows and understands the needs of the region, and by validating Jerusalem as the eternal united capital of the state of Israel, it's something he declared and wanted. And I think that by implementing it, he is sending an important message.
Bethlehem residents, however, have mixed opinions.
As a Palestinians, we have witnessed during the last decades total bias from the American government toward the Palestinian people. But this statement in this time is totally not accepted. It's like an untimed bomb that will affect the entire area.
I think President Trump making Jerusalem the capital is amazing because the whole state of Israel flourishes from Jerusalem.